Florence, cradle of the Renaissance and World Heritage Site, is one of the most expensive cities in Italy. But it can be seen on a budget. The secret is simple. Do as the Florentines do. It'll not only be more economical, it'll be a much more authentic experience. Don't be seduced by the gilded facades of the big restaurants whose tables spill out into the piazzas. Instead, join the locals at the small wagons or stalls parked on streets around the city. This is a famous Florentine institution, the tripaio, or tripe vendor, and it's my tip number one. The speciality of the house is a panino, or bread roll, with lampredotto.
It's the fourth stomach of a cow, the one attached to the intestine.
It's hard to deny, the lampredotto looks pretty much as bad as it sounds. But don't let that deter you. Boiled, chopped and in a bun, eaten with green salsa or a spicy sauce, it gets rave reviews from the locals.
The lampredotto goes best with a glass of wine. You pay as little as 3 or 4 euros and you are set up for the rest of the day.
If you can't stomach offal, a thrifty Florentine alternative is a panino and glass of wine from a vinaio or wine merchant.
Today, the tomato and onion rolls are selling well. So are the anchovies and butter. There's also pecorino cheese flavored with truffles and rocket lettuce.
Tucked into side streets, the wine bars are often so small, customers eat and drink outside. But they do a roaring trade.
Man, in Florence, all the best places basically hole in the wall, so you go from there.
When it's time to hit the streets and shop, the best place to find bargains is at a market, and that's my tip number two. The largest, the San Lorenzo market, near the Duomo, the city's cathedral, is open from Monday to Saturday. The Mercato del Porcellino, near the Ponte Vecchio, named after the statue of the wild boar outside, is open every day in summer, but closed on Sundays in winter.
People come here for the discounts, but it doesn't mean that you come to the market and buy low-quality stuff. There are also beautiful things here.
Claudio has a stall at the Mercato del Porcellino and sells handbags and satchels made of butter-soft leather. The secret to getting the good prices is the art of negotiation, something for which the Florentines are famous. If Claudio's to be believed, it seems there's a liberal amount of flirting required.
You can't be timid. You can't come up with something already in your hand. And it's important to be likable and flash a beautiful smile like yours.
And above all, keep your wits about you.
And here we have ties from Giorgio Mariani, not Giorgio Armani, Mariani. Way better.
So it's not a ripoff.
No. Armani is trying to imitate Mariani. That's the true story.
Yeah. Are you pulling my leg?
When it comes to sightseeing, there's plenty of choice. There are more than 90 museums in the city, not to mention churches, scenic piazzas and bridges. Native Florentine tour guide Elisabetta Franchetti suggests where to begin.
I think you have to go to the Uffizi. If you come to Florence and think you're never going to come to Florence again, you have to go to the Uffizi. You have to go to the Academy. It is a must.
But let your budget guide your choice. The Uffizi Gallery contains works by Da Vinci, Botticelli and Titian. The Accademia features Michelangelo's awe-inspiring statue of David. Each costs 10 euros to enter. But if you're a European citizen and under 18, you can go into all the state museums here for free. Entry to many of the city's churches costs nothing. Elisabetta says the city's cathedral, the Duomo, is a must-see. Or you could follow my tip number three and just enjoy the street theatre outside. The area beside the Uffizi Gallery is known for its mime artists, who cover themselves in makeup and pose. Cupid is a firm favourite with the crowds. Actor Tommaso explains his secret.
You have to feel Cupid inside yourself. If you don't feel Cupid in your heart, you can't play Cupid.
If you want to go out at the end of the day, Florence offers a few budget options. At the aperitivo hour, around 7 to 9 p.m., many venues offer drinks at a discount and throw in a spread of food for free. You have to pay to enter many bars and nightclubs, but there are some like Twice or 21 with no cover charge. For a Florentine alternative and my tip number four, try one of the piazzas in the city packed with open-air entertainment. Las Palmas in Piazza Ghiberti has a restaurant and bar, football and ping-pong tables, and a gelato stand.
Here you can listen to the music, you can watch a video if you want, and it costs nothing.
For a memorable way to round off the day, take the bus to Piazzale Michelangelo, a square overlooking the city. That's my tip number five. There, do as the Florentines do. Have a glass of Chianti as you enjoy one of the most magnificent views of Florence, and drink a toast to the copy of Michelangelo's Statue of David, which looks out over the piazza. This is Jean Di Marino in Florence on a shoestring for Deutsche Welle Radio.
Grazie, signore.